Aloha, Cindy. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? I understand that you're not quite as alone as some people feared you might be.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. What's going on out there?
Well, right now we're in the middle of a tropical storm, so.
Oh man.
Yeah. So anyway, we were supposed to have a big peace vigil in the town square today, and it got rained out. But Obama has left to go to Senator Kennedy's funeral today anyway. But no, I'm not nearly as alone, you know, but there's a lot of anti-war sentiment out there for sure. We have a lot of solidarity, but it's not as strong as when George Bush was president, unfortunately, even though the policies continue, as a matter of fact, get worse.
Well, Cindy, I would have to disagree with you, and I think we have to count the weather factor in, because from where I sit at my radio show and my website, the anti-war sentiment is still just as strong. It's unfortunately, sadly, the corporate media is not backing you as much as they did, because now it's, you know, their own bias relative to the current presidency. But I know when we announced that you were going to be on our show today, we got a tremendous response from people.
I know the anti-war sentiment is still strong. I said that.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Yeah, people aren't, you know, they're either have a disconnect, because if they're anti-war Democrats, there's a disconnect thinking that their position and my position is the same as Obama's position, so they don't think that they have to be out protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the larger anti-war groups have sold out to the Democratic Party, and that they're not involved in any more large-scale protests against the policies of the administration. And it makes me think that some of the anti-war groups and their protests were partisan, and they were more anti-Bush than they were anti-war. But no, trust me, I know that there's a strong, strong anti-war sentiment out here in America. But like you said, the corporate media just is not following up on it.
Okay, well, Cindy, I know you're very busy, and I hear the phone connection dropping, and we got to go to break, but thank you very much for sharing time with us today, and you are so courageous. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been to have you on the show today.
Thank you
very much. All right, that was Cindy Sheehan. We got to take a break.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.